Okay, good afternoon once again, everybody. So for our fifth presentation, sorry, before we go get into that, trust everyone enjoyed lunch, okay? So for our fifth presentation today, we have joining us is Yoshiharu Saito, who is the Chief Engineer from NPO Environment and Disaster Prevention Japan. So Yoshiharu, he has led initiatives focused on environmental monitoring and seismic forecasting for nearly a decade. With a career rooted in engineering and satellite systems, he previously served as project manager at ADC Engineering Co. Limited, overseeing the development of meteorological satellite launch site test systems and image reviewing technologies. And today, Yoshiharu is going to be sharing a little bit on huge earthquake time series predictions with simultaneous observations using four different methods. Without further ado, let's welcome Yoshiharu onto stage for his presentation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chairman, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm Yoshiharu Saito. I'm going to speak about this title today. Okay. There are some peoples and animals who feel some precursor of earthquake. For example, human. Some headache or some. Oh, sorry, misoperation.
No problem.
Okay, some of them feel some headache or point of.
It's the next one, sorry. This to go forward, this to go back.
Yes.
This one is forward.
A pointer.
I don't think the pointer works here. Can't see it on the TV.
Okay, I will use my own. Headache or some back pain in back, but it is very difficult to measure human. Data collection is difficult, I mean. And animals, small animals, rat, cats, dogs, fishes, and also the dairy cow. For example, those small animals make noise before huge earthquakes, and they act violently. And dairy cow changes in the milk production in every day before a huge earthquake. But it's very difficult to collect data. And also, I think human and animals may feel seismic electromagnetic field. And this is example. Before Taiwan big earthquake, this is earthworm come up from ground and go to one direction. And this is example in before China earthquake, frogs come up to road. Many frogs appear at road. And tree also feels a precursor of earthquake because, you know, here's seismic earth current, and at root of trees, seismic earth current is sensed. Okay, I'm talking about five methods listed here. One is cluster movement. This is measured by Tokai University. And then ionosphere disturbance and electromagnetic wave at adjacent dual frequency of the observation at several frequency bands, and three bioelectric potential. Those three are observed by us. And the last one is total electron content of ionosphere. This is observed by Kyoto University. And this is preceding time for each method. For example, cluster movement. Before 6 months to 1 month, they can observe some anomalies. And ionospherical disturbance measured before 1 week to 1 day before the earthquake. And also, electromagnetic wave is also measured before 1 week to 1 day. And three bioelectric potential just before earthquake, 10 hours to 1 hour. And this is take observation. This is measured from satellite. So this is very quick, just before 30 seconds or 1 minute, just before earthquake. And now we have some five observation posts. Here it's Tokyo, and near from Tokyo we have four observation posts. Only this. Okay, this is to observe description of each method and ionospheric disturbance. We are using the AM broadcasting wave. Now this is VHF and UHF. This goes to space directly. And this is HF. HF is very stable to reflect at the ionosphere F layer. And you know, there's E layer and D layer. And in case of RF band, very low frequency, this is all the time reflected at D layer and or E layer. This shows daytime and distance is 300 kilometers to 1,000 kilometers. And this is nighttime. The special one is MF band. MF is usual broadcasting, AM broadcasting. And the special one is this orange. In during daytime, MF band signal is absorbed by D layer. And in nighttime, this layer disappears. So MF band frequency is reflected at E layer. So let's see what happened. This is signal strength in vertical. And 1 day from 0 o'clock to 24 o'clock in local time. And during night here and here, during night you can receive signals like this. And during daytime, from morning to evening, you don't receive any signals. And then this from the evening, signal receiving is started again like this. And we call terminator time in the morning and the evening when you stop the receiving and you start again. Terminator time morning and evening we call. Okay. There are many AM broadcasting stations in Japan. We are receiving at Tokyo here. And from Kushiro, Sapporo, Hokkaido, very northern part of Japan, and Sendai from here. This is about 1,000 kilometers, and here about 300 kilometers. And the other one is from Osaka to Tokyo, Matsue to Tokyo, and Seoul, this is in Korea, and from Busan, Korea. And we are observing these passes always. Okay, this is analysis data for morning and evening the terminator time. And this is 1 month length. And this is one day. And green shows morning terminator time, and orange shows evening terminator time. Then in vertical, we show standard deviation. This is 0 and plus minus 1, plus minus 2, and 3, 4. And we consider anomaly if the standard deviation exceeds plus minus 2. So this and this, or this, is anomaly for before earthquake. And this shows electromagnetic wave at adjacent dual frequency observation at several frequency bands. We don't know which frequencies appears from each earthquake, so we wait at VLF, very low frequency, and MF band, and VHF, and UHF. This is TV frequency band, and this is FM broadcasting band. So this is seismic noise from the epicenter. Just one frequency signal doesn't appear. Only the noise in the noise condition, you get some signal from epicenter. So if this is frequency spectrum, frequency and strength, and at two adjacent channel, if you measure some signal at the same time, at both frequency, we can consider this is seismic. And if you receive at only one frequency, this may be some special signal. So only we observe at two frequencies simultaneously, we consider this is seismic. And to measure bioelectric potential of tree is like this. You put electrode here like this. And there we put the electrode in the ground, and you measure both potential difference and goes to observation web server. Okay, this is actual example of precursor phenomena of ionosphere anomaly. This is sigma, and this is 1 month and one day. And we got earthquake here on 2024 August 8 at Hyūgannada, and the magnitude was 7.1. And Hyūgannada is located at the southern part of Japan. And just before 3 days from Kushiro, Hokkaido, we got anomalies like here. And from Sapporo, Hokkaido, not so big anomalies. And this is Sendai. At the same time, we got some anomalies exceeding sigma 2.0. And also Matsue, this is western part of Japan. Also, we observed simultaneously at Seoul, Korea. Also, we got the same at the same time. And also Busan, like this. So the all anomalies are synchronized. And this is three bioelectric potential. This is the same Hyūgannada earthquake with magnitude 7.1. Just before 3 hours, we got anomalies like this. We are measuring two trees, but only one tree sensed, but the other one, nothing. And this is same compost, 1 week. And this orange is daylight. And this is blue one shows rain. And this anomaly is maybe caused by rain. And this is the same one. Just before 3 hours, a seismic precursor appears like this. So I assume the ionosphere disturbance occurred in this area. So earthquake occurred here. So maybe this one should be more wide, because we don't know the, because signal from Taiwan, we cannot receive up near Tokyo. Okay, this is confusion matrix. Here, anomaly observation. You observed anomaly, yes or no. And also, this one is actual earthquake occurred, not occurred. And we are measuring once a week, announce prediction once a week from 2024 January 1st to 2025 September 15, almost 1.5 years. Normally, no anomaly, no earthquake. This is very many times, 78 times. Then anomaly we observed, yes, and actual earthquake occurred 7 times. So hit rate is 58%. This 50% is this one. And when we have no anomaly observation and actual earthquake occurred, it's two times. This is missed rate 17%. And when we observe anomaly, but no actual earthquake, is three times. These are for only magnitude more than 6.0. So if you add to hit rate including no-no, is 94%. Okay, I'm expecting for future, for Research Institute, I hope you'd study for three methods which are observing now. And for government or agencies, I hope try to predict huge earthquake occurrence as practical disaster prevention information. Okay, you have related papers. This is Russian Academy of Science announced this paper. And you can see at this page. And also the other one is Japanese university. And you can see this at this URL. And maybe you can get a PDF file of this documentation from Mr. Shanks later if you require. Okay, thank you very much for your attention.
Frequency you measure in tunnel.
Pardon?
That FM frequency, the frequency chart you have shown, there is two frequency and there is any noise disturbance.
You mean we are measuring by pentacode or?
Your slide.
You can go back to the slide.
Sorry. There are two towers.
Those two frequencies.
Two frequencies.
And the seismic noise. You may go back by two more slides.
F1 and F2.
This one.
Previous.
Yeah, this one.
So where is the
measure?
The next one.
This?
Where you measure? How you measure this? It is in tunnel or somewhere?
Oh, just we are receiving some sensor for magnetic, electromagnetic receiver. It's like FM receiver or AM receiver.
You keep where?
Yes,
this
we can.
These receivers are placed where?
Pardon?
These receivers are kept where?
Where is the receiver located?
Where? Oh.
Okay.
Only here, five portion.
So they will detect the sound from the earth beneath? They are measuring frequency, underground frequency?
No. In a room, observation room, you put only receiver. For example, yes.
Like this is a room I kept the receiver.
Yes.
Yeah.
I made those equipment myself.
Yeah, those equipment.
Any more questions? Okay. What is the difference between a cluster earthquake occurred on under the ground or under the sea? So such as Noto Peninsula earthquake 2024, epicenter is under the sea, not
Yeah, so I think there's some difference between land and sea. And generally, the signal from the epicenter, maybe under sea is weak than land, I think. So a little bit difficult to predict sea earthquake. But when 2011, March 11, we got very big earthquake in the northern part of Japan, the signal was very low. But on Hokkaido, in inland of Hokkaido, we got very strong signal. So we can say that it's very difficult to predict sea occurrence earthquake.
Thank you. How do you can you go to that F1 and F2 frequency?
Oh, yeah.
So how do you establish this seismic noise?
Yes.
How do you come to know this seismic noise frequency, this thing, this curve, the signal for the seismic noise?
Yes.
So what you are saying that there is certain noise in there, if there is any other noise which is coming, so if there is a wave, then there are two FM and there is another frequency also, and both the frequencies give different noise, then they will realize that there is something which is
generally, noise has a very wide frequency range.
Okay. So you keep on measuring that, monitoring that noise?
Yes, all day long, every day.
Okay. Any more questions for Yoshiharu? Yes,
my question is this, you mentioned several methods to predict earthquakes are really used in Japan. A group from Japan for earthquake prediction is really used nowadays, these methods.
Sorry, I can't understand.
These methods of earthquake prediction used in Japan right now?
Yes. I'm
Zone kind of observation is used by Japanese government?
Yeah.
No.
Two methods by Japanese, three regions can be used, correct?
So they're providing those kind of data really personally. So not a public prediction of earthquake.
These methods, are they accepted by the Japanese government?
No.
Okay. Japanese government says to prediction is impossible.
Right, so just right after 1994 COVID earthquake, they stopped prediction of earthquake.
But actually, it's possible, as I told you today.
Questions? All right. No more questions. Okay. Join me.